This goes to Dr. Sarvepalli, Sarvepalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Roland, R-O-L-I-N-D, Edgecombe, E-D-G-E-C-O-M, be like boy, E, date of birth 2/5/1947. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Edgecombe with membranous nephropathy, history of gross proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was October 21st, 2024. He does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. He tried the compression stockings with zipper, but they were very painful, and they caused a great big zipper indentation where they were zipped up. So he has not been using them. He does try to elevate his legs when he's sitting, and he does try to limit salt intake. He denies chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. His weight is up 6 pounds over the last 6 months. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, he's on diazide, 37.5/25 once a day. Losartan is 50 milligram daily. And potassium, 10 mil equivalent twice a day. Also Lipitor and Norco. Physical exam, weight 312 pounds. Pulse 70. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/70. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has 3-plus edema in bilateral lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 19th, 2025. Creatinine is stable at 0.82, albumin 3.6, calcium 9.6, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 2.9, intact parathyroid hormone is 84.9, down from 95.3. Total protein is less than 5, so they're unable to calculate a ratio between creatinine and protein. And hemoglobin, 14.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, membranous nephropathy with preserved renal function. 2, history of proteinuria, currently none. And 3, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.